Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Friends, the just shall live by faith. It is by grace through faith, not of ourselves, that we are saved, lest any man should boast. But we must obey rather than sacrifice. And if we want to please the Lord, we will keep his commandments. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint, America's Heart and Home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in medicine. Of course, Russell is a retired neurosurgeon. I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon. We've been friends, I guess, going back over 30 years. The American Associations of Physicians and Surgeons meetings, we met there on a regular basis. And Russell certainly writes a newsletter, and if you don't take that newsletter, you should. I take it. I pay for it every year, and I think it's one of the finest things we have. But there's so much in medicine that, well, I never learned in medical school. And the average doctor doesn't learn in medical school. And he certainly doesn't learn it at the meetings he attends, because I attend meetings every week. And so there's so much about nutrition and about just general health products that the average doctor doesn't know. And you need to get that information yourself. And you need to help educate your doctor. Because, of course, I personally believe there's an organized effort on the part of certain people within organized medicine and within the pharmaceutical industry that want, of course, withhold information that would be helpful for your health. And with that as a background, Russell, thanks very much for being with us. What are we going to be talking about tonight?
Thank you, Stan. I thought we'd talk a little bit about chronic fatigue syndrome, and we can go from there to some of the other new things that are in the medical field.
Okay, fine. I think that's so vitally important, because we have probably several million people out there with chronic fatigue, and they go to the doctor, and the doctor really, there's nothing to see. Most of the lab tests are negative, and suddenly the doctor usually tells the patient it's all in his head, and the patient goes from doctor to doctor getting increasingly, you know, discouraged. And so why don't you just pick up the story?
Well, that's unfortunately the same scenario we hear with a whole lot of these newer disorders that cause a whole constellation of symptoms. As you and I know, when you have things that are well-defined, it's easy to diagnose, and that's what physicians like to deal with that are seeing a lot of patients. They like things that fit in a category. Well, people began to show up with an unusual syndrome in their muscles were aching, and they were easily fatigued. And before, they were very energetic people, and suddenly they had difficulty getting out of bed, getting through the day. They slept all through the day, off and on, and fitful sleep at night. They had memory difficulty, anxiety, depression. There's all these symptoms that when the doctor first heard them or began to hear them, they thought, well, that just, you know, doesn't fit anything, so it must be that these people are under stress and probably depressed, and so they were pretty much treated that way. And a lot of these people were very well-educated professionals, and they just made the assumption, as it happens so often, that this is just a psychological disorder. It's taken over 20 years to finally convince orthodox medical doctors that, in fact, this is a significant syndrome that these people have something quite significant wrong with them. And now it's classified as a myalgia encephalopathy, encephalomyelitis syndrome. And that is a chronic inflammation that's occurring throughout the body and in the brain that seems to be causing this syndrome.
And I think it's important to recognize the fact that, you know, when I was going to medical school, we didn't have that. And I don't think it existed, or if it existed, it was very, very rare. But it wasn't until about 1980, a little after that, that we really began to see this syndrome appearing. And, of course, it became increasingly prevalent since that time. We've got several million people afflicted with this. And, well, we'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We're going to just bring our stations all back on board. Well, this is Arthur Stan, and Russell was saying suddenly that initially, why, of course, you couldn't see anything with the people, but people began to evaluate people with these new complaints that were so much more prevalent that they noticed that the C-reactive proteins and the cytokines were elevated. Something was going on. They weren't quite sure what it was. Then, of course, they noticed certainly that if they evaluated their brains, they got CT scans and other things that they didn't seem to be, they were losing certainly bulk, and then it became very obvious that this was a real clinical entity, that these people had chronic inflammation, whether it was related to suddenly exposure to a chronic viral infections or some other type of infection, or whether it was related to exposure to vaccines, because all of these people had had vaccines, why something had turned on their immune system, and then the immune system didn't turn off. Ordinarily, when you get an infection, why, of course, your immune system turns on, your body takes takes care of the infection, and then the immune system turns off. But in these people, the immune system didn't turn off, and it was constantly working. And as a result, of course, the body, the whole structure of the body began to degenerate. But go right ahead, Russell.
Yeah, that's a very, very good summary.
Well, I was just repeating what you said for our listeners, just so we go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's an excellent summary you did there, because that's what we're saying. Is this normal system we have of shutting off the immune system when the virus is gone, does it turn off? Now, there's certain chemicals and receptors on immune cells that interact, and that's what the switching off mechanism. So that seems to be abnormal. Now, we can understand sort of how the natural infections might do this, that if there's some abnormality in their immune system to begin with, and so when they get this infection, they're no longer able to shut down that inflammatory reaction. Now, when you get the flu, one of the things, as I said, you notice is you become very fatigued, you can become irritable, you don't want to interact with people, you just sort of kind of want to be left alone. You can become very depressed. You have difficulty remembering things. All of these things are characteristic. We call that sickness behavior because it's affecting the brain. And what we've learned is that when the systemic immune system, that is in your body, is activated, it very quickly activates the immune system of the brain. The brain has its own separate immune system. The primary cell of that immune system is called a microglia, and this cell becomes activated very quickly, and it starts pouring out these same sort of inflammatory chemicals in the brain. But in the brain, it also activates glutamate receptors, and that triggers what we call excitotoxicity. I coined a term to describe this in the medical literature called immunoexcitotoxicity because of this connection between inflammation and the excitotoxicity. And what this has been shown to do is produce depression, anxiety, the very things that we're seeing, and states of fatigue. So this brain-body immune system interaction seems to be the central mechanism that's operating this syndrome. And because the brain's immune system cannot shut off either, the brain remains chronically inflamed, sort of at low-grade inflammation for very long periods of time. The trick of stopping this is something that we're in search of. How do you stop this? How do you switch the immune system off and turn on the anti-inflammatory system? Because when you get over a viral illness, you not only are shutting off the inflammation, but you're turning on an anti-inflammatory response, so it can help repair the damage that the immune system did. So we need to understand how can you turn that on. Now, that explains the natural infections, but what about vaccines? Well, when you have a vaccine, it's not the same sort of immune reaction you see with a natural infection. It's a completely abnormal reaction. When you're infected with a normal virus, for instance, most of it goes through your respiratory tract, your nasal mucosa, or through your GI tract. That's the entrance of most infectious organisms. When you give a vaccine, you're injecting it directly in the muscle. That's a very abnormal way to get these infectious antigens in the body. And you're combining it with a very powerful immune stimulant called an adjuvant. That adjuvant makes your immune system react very intensely. And in these people, it activates the immune system in such a state that it can't shut off. So even with an ordinary vaccine, we find the immune system is activated for as long as a year to 2 years. In these people, it can occur for even a decade of activation. So you can see that once you cause this chronic activation of the immune system with a vaccine, you're going to get the very same type of reaction and the same symptom, that is intense fatigue, depression, anxiety, the same thing we're seeing with chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, there's an immunologist in Israel Dr. Schoenfeld, who I met at a meeting, and with some other researchers, they put together a syndrome they call the ASA syndrome, which is an autoimmune inflammatory reaction to the adjuvant. And they find that certain people who get vaccines will develop this syndrome. And it's very much like chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, some people will also have a chronic infection that never clears. So rather than just the immune reaction, they actually continue to be infected. So their immune system is ineffective at killing the virus. And so the virus remains in the body in an active state for years. It's chronic smoldering infection. And so the immune system is constantly acting against this virus, attempting to kill it off, but it's unable to do so.
Well, Russell, is it always a virus, or is this a mycoplasm or Borrelia or some of these other bacterial diseases?
Yeah, it can be any organism.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, certain organisms form latent infections. Mycoplasma is certainly one of them that's notorious for causing these latent, long-term, persistent infection. But coccidia, cytomegalovirus, HHV6, there's a whole host of bacteria, mycoplasma, fungi that can produce this chronic inflammation that goes on for years. And this is why when you find people that have this syndrome, first thing you do is you test them for all these different infectious agents to see if they have persistent infection. If they don't have any of the evidence of these persisting infections, then they probably fall into the category of either an ASA syndrome, that is the vaccine reaction, or they just have an immune system that turned on and won't turn off. So there's kind of a mixed bag of people who have this chronic fatigue syndrome, but no matter what is actually triggering the immune system and not allowing it to shut down, the response is the same, and that's the chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, fortunately, we have some ways to reverse this. Now, with people who have the chronic persistent infection, you can treat them with certain antibiotics if it's bacterial or mycoplasma, and you can use antiviral agents, which in people who have chronic viral infection has been very successful in overcoming their chronic fatigue syndrome. The people who have immune systems that turn on and won't turn off for unknown reasons, it's a little bit more difficult. Medical treatment, the traditional medical treatments, have been uniformly unsuccessful in these people. But the alternative treatments seem to be infinitely more successful. For instance, one of the findings was that these people have a defect in their mitochondrial energy production. This is what produces energy in your cell. And that if you give these people coenzyme Q10, a significant proportion will have increased energy and feel much better and have clearer minds. One interesting experiment they did is they fed people chocolate bars with 85% coca. And what they found is the people with chronic fatigue syndrome who ate the coca bars, 15 grams three times a day, got significantly better. All of their symptoms improved significantly. Now, this was a small study, but it showed that you could bring this change about, and these were patients who had not responded to any treatment. And that's because coca contains a number of flavonoid compounds that dramatically reduce inflammation. Well, fortunately, there's a whole host of these flavonoid compounds that reduce inflammation, and other natural substances that do that. One of the most obvious is vitamin D3. And vitamin D3 is an immune modulator. It's not really a vitamin, it's a hormone. But the vitamin D3, what it does is it takes the immune system, and if it's overreactive, it calms it down. If it's underreactive, it makes it work more efficiently. So it's sort of the perfect compound to help modulate that immune system and get it back on course. And that seems to work well. And when they looked at people with chronic fatigue syndrome, a high percentage of them were vitamin D3 deficient. So that's a very easy thing to correct just by supplementation. Usually take something like 5,000 units a day can raise your vitamin D3 levels significantly.
And let me just comment that ordinarily people will tell you you need about 500 ISO units, and basically you need about 10 times that amount. I take that. I take a large dose, and our family does. And certainly I think the Dr. Blaylock feels that people should be taking substantial amounts of vitamin D3. It's vitally important, especially in the wintertime when we don't get the sunlight, and this is why people get the flu and get the cold.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought, Russell. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and so the doctor. Play along with simply talking about all the things. There are a number of things, the flavonoids, which really do tend to help us and you to deal with this, and you need to get a list of these. And incidentally, if you don't take Dr. Russell Blaylock's newsletter, you should. As I mentioned earlier, I take it. I read it religiously. I keep them on file. We make a special copy for my wife. If you haven't read Russell's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, you need to, and you need to get acquainted with these terms. And so much really, of course, comes from the use of fruits and vegetables, because these fruits and vegetables contain so many products which are really beneficial, far more beneficial than the fabulously expensive the pharmaceutical products, many of which do far more harm than good. And it's unfortunate to say this, but of course, I almost sounds like a little paranoid, but certainly there are all sorts of products on the market that are making billions of dollars that do, as I say, far more harm to the individual than the good they do. And the studies, if you see how these studies are done by the pharmaceutical industry, certainly can go ahead and publish the favorable studies. They're not allowed, or they are not forced out to publish the unfavorable studies. And many of them have a whole flock of favorable studies, unfavorable studies. They'll have one study with maybe a 10% improvement between the placebo and the product, and they're allowed to market it? Go right ahead, Russell.
Yeah, these are all major problems that we're facing in the medical world. What I like to do and what I'm really interested in is natural products that can correct diseases, prevent diseases, and do so with far, far less side effects and far less expense than with the prescription drugs. Most of the drugs in terms of inflammation are not really that successful, and they all have a lot of serious complications. For instance, there's a medication for rheumatoid arthritis that inhibits tumor necrosis factor alpha, one of these inflammatory cytokines. But it suppresses it to such a degree that people end up with a higher risk of developing cancer and fatal infections. So that's not a very good idea. Now, there's a number of flavonoids that also suppress tumor necrosis factor alpha, but do so in a way where it doesn't over-suppress it and allows the normal amount, what you need for good health, to remain. And that's the beauty of these natural products, is most of them are not so powerful that they produce these serious side effects, but they do correct problems. Now, one of the interesting substances called N-acetyl-L-cysteine, people refer to it as NAC, N-A-C. N-acetyl-L-cysteine increases glutathione in cells, and you can think of glutathione as one of the major shields that protects your cell. We find that people who have the flu, for instance, if they take NAC, it significantly reduces the symptoms of the flu and shortens the flu. If you have any kind of viral infection or bacterial infection, NAC will help you get over it quicker or even prevent you from getting sick at all.
Now, what again? What is this specific product?
It's called N-acetyl-L-cysteine.
Okay.
You can find it in almost any health food store, order it from a natural product things over the internet. It's not that expensive. You take it with food, about 750 to 900 milligrams twice a day, and it's powerful protective against cancer, protective against all sorts of inflammatory diseases, autoimmune diseases, but particularly infections. Another product called Silymarin has been found to be very brain protective. It calms down these microglia so that you don't have an overreaction in your brain. It's also a potent cancer inhibitor and prevents the formation of cancer. And this is one of the things that attracts me to the natural products, is that they don't just do one thing. In other words, the products I've named are not just anti-inflammatories, but they're anti-cancer, they're antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. They improve insulin function. They do all sorts of things. So they're multifactorial in bringing about good health. And they have a very high safety margin for most of these things. Most of these products have been tested in very large concentrations and found to have few of any side effects. So that's one of the main attractive features of these things. Now, all of these are not just being used for things like chronic fatigue syndrome. For instance, most of the things I've named are also major players in treating cancer. They not only improve traditional cancer treatments dramatically, but they reduce the complications and side effects of traditional treatments like chemotherapy and radiation treatment.
Hold that thought, we'll be back in a moment.
By farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
In the normal animal.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Russell was just talking about curcumin and quercetin, two flavonoids, and basically certainly in animal studies, if you gave this to animals, one had had a stroke, the other hadn't, why, of course, certainly the animals that actually took the quercetin and the curcumin, it really had decreased tremendously the damage that was done by the stroke, the simulated stroke. And in fact, sometimes if they'd taken these products, you couldn't even tell they'd had a stroke. Whereas, of course, if they didn't take them, they had residual paralysis and weakness. Go right ahead, Dr. Blaylock.
Yeah, this is something that's profoundly impressive. They're now starting to do some major human studies with their curcumin and quercetin and some of the other flavonoids to see if they get the same response in humans. But you have to realize there's a lot of difference between humans and experimental animals, even though the models try to reproduce in the animals as closely as possible to human disease. For instance, they try to make it where it looks exactly like the same type of damage for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's in these animals. But the difference in using these things in animals than in humans is animals, you control everything. You control their diet, you control the lighting in the room, the temperature, the animals that are around them, the stress level, everything's carefully controlled. Where humans are doing a lot of destructive things at the same time. For instance, humans eat a lot of junk food, they're exposed to fats and oils that are highly inflammatory, they don't eat enough vegetables, they're consuming high fructose corn syrup, large amounts of sugar, and all of these things interfere with the effectiveness of these flavonoids. So if you took humans and you put them on a strict diet, took all the sugar, the excess sugar away, the high fructose corn syrup, changed the omega-6 fats into omega-3 fats, and had them eat less red meat and more vegetables and just a few fruits, and then you gave the curcumin in question, you most likely would see the same profound effects in the humans as you did in the animals.
Oh, should you take your curcumin, should you take that in oil and olive oil?
Yeah, as I was saying, the problem with curcumin is absorbing it, but they found that if you take the curcumin and put it in the extra virgin olive oil, it increases the absorption about 11-fold. So that's a tremendous increase in absorption. Also, mixing it with pepper, pepperine, inside of the pepper dramatically increases the absorption of curcumin. So, it's interesting. If you look at the Indian population, which uses a lot of turmeric and cumin in their diet, they mix it with pepper. And what we see is that the incidence of Alzheimer's disease in India is about 4.4-fold lower than it is in the rest of the world. So just that low dose of curcumin from their turmeric is dramatically reducing the incidence of Alzheimer's disease.
Before we go on, Russell, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can subscribe to your newsletter, because certainly I really think your newsletter does a tremendous amount of good. I look forward to it coming every month, and I would hope that lots of people would actually seriously consider subscribing to it. I have no proprietary interest in it one way or the other than that one time I was asked to write that newsletter, and certainly I'm glad I didn't. First of all, I'm not well enough versed in these things, and you do such a wonderful job with that. Certainly, I think it's probably one of the best things Chris Ruddy puts out. But would you like to tell our listeners how they could get to your website and how they could subscribe to the newsletter if they'd like to?
Well, I appreciate that. Actually, I've kind of given up my website. My son is running the website through his internet connection, and it's www.blaylockhealthchannel.com. What we're doing on there is I do a weekly podcast, which is about a 15 to 20 minute discussion of some subjects such as this every week, kind of bring people up to date to what's being discovered about these things. So that would be the best way. You can get the newsletter through that website as well, and books and other things that my son is handling. But it's www.blaylockhealthchannel.com.
BlaylockHealthChannel.com. Okay, fine. Thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I did want to put that information out. So sometimes we get to the end of the program. I suddenly realized I forgot to get some of the important information out. You go right ahead.
Well, I appreciate that. As I was saying, the impressive studies that we're seeing in the animals and all of these things, whether it's head trauma or Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's disease, strokes, all of them are showing dramatic responses to these flavonoids, in particular combinations of flavonoids mixed with vitamins and minerals. We can't forget the vitamins and minerals, particularly the B vitamins. Now, what a lot of people don't understand, and a lot of physicians don't understand, is that when you're under stress, for instance, you're involved in a car accident, or you're going to have major surgery, or you just work a job that's extremely stressful, the B vitamins, the water-soluble vitamins, the vitamin C, are very rapidly depleted from all your tissues and organs. That leaves you vulnerable to a lot of disorders, and your cells begin to weaken. And then if you're further assaulted by a virus or injury or surgery, you're less able to tolerate it, and you run a higher risk of complications or even death from that. A good example would be every flu season we hear about people dying from the flu. Well, actually what's happening to these people, they're dying from what's called a cytokine storm. And what happens is their body is weakened, particularly their immune system, so that when they're exposed to the flu, their immune system overreacts in an inflammatory way. So it's producing a tremendous amount of inflammation and free radicals, but it's not sufficient to kill the virus or the infection. And what this does is that it makes you very weak. It damages your organs. It damages your heart, damages your brain. And if that happens repeatedly, it increases your risk of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, all of these diseases, and you run the risk of having heart attacks, heart failure from this intense inflammatory reaction. And the beauty of these flavonoids and using the vitamin mixtures is that you can repair a lot of that damage, strengthen your cells so they can resist it. For instance, with a cytokine storm, they found a couple of cases of people who were near death on respirator, and they gave them a high-dose intravenous vitamin C, and they made a complete and very rapid recovery. The people that are dying are not being given this vitamin C or the other vitamins. The dietary response is being totally ignored. The drugs are not going to save them. So that's just a good example of the tremendous ability to save lives.
Oh, no, I noticed. I wanted just to check. Now, ordinarily, most people say, well, I take a multivitamin. You know, I take 500 units of vitamin D3, and I take 500 units of vitamin C. But are these doses adequate? In other words, don't people have to really take fairly substantial doses of these in the multivitamin? Do they really get enough of these vitamins, or should they be taking, for instance, you stress the importance of C and of D and of E, and certainly the B vitamins and even A. Should they really be taking large doses of these, or can you get enough in an average multivitamin?
Well, just to use an example, vitamin D, the usual dose was recommended, the RDA, is 400 international units. So they tested a large number of people to see what that would do to the blood level of vitamin D. It didn't raise the blood level at all. Couldn't even detect it. So the amount that was being recommended by the government, the health agencies, was doing people no good at all, and they remained deficient in vitamin D. They found it takes at least 1,000 units of vitamin D, and for most people, 2,000, to raise the level in the blood to any substantial degree. And that to correct significant deficiencies takes as much as 5,000, sometimes 10,000. It's a good idea to get your blood level tested before you start supplementation. And then after you've been on it for about 3 weeks to a month, get retested. Because you don't want to have too high a blood level. You want to keep it somewhere between 75 and 100 nanograms per milliliter. That's a good example of getting that level up proper. Now, B vitamins are completely innocuous. There's no toxicity at any level of B vitamins. So you can take as much thiamine, riboflavin, as you want to. Now, the only one that has caused problems is vitamin B6, but only if you use the non-functional form. There's a paradoxical 5-phosphate, which is the kind your body uses. And it doesn't seem to be toxic even in the higher doses. So most of the B vitamins are completely innocuous. Vitamin B12, folic acid, these are innocuous vitamins. Vitamin C, there's no known toxic dose. Most people have limits to how much they can absorb. So if you take, say, 10 grams, people will start getting diarrhea because you've reached the limit of the ability to absorb the vitamin C. And so everybody has a different limit. Some can absorb more than others. If you're deficient, you absorb a lot more. So you can do it that way. Another way is they have a special form of vitamin C that's microencapsulated with a phospholipid. It's called lipospheric vitamin C. And this one you can absorb in very high concentrations, 10 to 30,000 milligrams of vitamin C without the diarrhea. I usually recommend that for people that are having a hard time with flu or some infection or a lot of stress. They can take this form of vitamin C, get very high blood levels, and it's high enough to kill most viruses and prevent the cytokine storm. Vitamin A itself can cause some toxicity in very high concentrations, things like 50,000 units. Most of the time what you want to do is take mixed carotenoids. Now, there's no toxic dose of mixed carotenoids. What happens is the beta carotene, for instance, is one of the carotenoids, and it's converted to vitamin A in your body, but it'll only convert enough that you need and not so much that it's toxic. So that's the safest way to take beta carotene and get your vitamin A level. Take it as mixed carotenoids, which you could buy as a supplement. Vitamin E is another one people need to be very careful about, not because of toxicity, but because most of what's sold is could only be described as junk vitamin. They sell DL alpha tocopherol, which is poorly absorbed and has very little activity as vitamin E. The D alpha tocopherol acetate is also not well absorbed and not as efficient as an antioxidant. The natural form of vitamin E in nature is composed of four different types of tocopherol and four tocotrienol, eight different types together. So we call those mixed tocopherol tocotrienol. And you can just ask for natural vitamin E. The reason you want that is because all of these different forms of vitamin E has a specific function in the body. It's well absorbed. It enters the brain very easily. And it has the highest antioxidant and anti-cancer potential. The gamma E, which is part of this, is the only part that's anti-inflammatory, but it's very powerfully anti-inflammatory. Vitamin C and E work together. I frequently talk to people about the antioxidant network. Your body has a whole host of antioxidants. It has the vitamins and minerals. Like magnesium and zinc, which are antioxidants, all your B vitamins, your C, your E, your carotenoids, they all make up this network. And then your body has a lot of antioxidant enzymes, like superoxide dismutase, catalase, glutathione peroxidase. And these also interact with the vitamins. So as a network, as all these things working together, that's how you get the most powerful antioxidant effect. You are never meant to take a single antioxidant. And that's the flaw of 90% of the research that's been done. They treat vitamins and minerals and nutrition as they do a drug. So when you want to test a drug, you use just that drug and see what it does. Well, you can't do that with nutritional supplements because they work together. You have to take them together. So the more that you enter mix these things, for instance, the flavonoids, curcumin, quercetin, ferulic acid, silymarin, they interact, they become more powerful. We call that synergism. And they interact with the vitamins, they restore the vitamins' antioxidant capacity. And so this network activity is what gives you the most powerful protection in your body. So So that this is why we see a lot of these experiments where they use a very poor form of vitamin E, and they just give vitamin E, and they report that it didn't do any good or that it was toxic or they saw some untoward reaction. It's because they don't understand how biological systems work with nutrition. Your fats are very important because fats are highly inflammatory if you're eating the wrong one. Humans eat too much omega-6 fats, things like corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, peanut oil, soybean oil. All of these oils dramatically increase inflammation in your body. And studies have shown that the average American is consuming about 50 times more than they should. And that produces a state of constant inflammation in your body. So if you're eating all of these fats, particularly if you combine it with sugar, it puts you in a state where if you get an infection or an injury, you're much more likely to be damaged by it and have more difficulty recovering from it.
But on the other hand, the omega-3 suddenly fats are vitally important, aren't they?
Yeah, they're anti-inflammatory, and things like GLA, which happens to be an omega-6, but it's a special one, it's anti-inflammatory. So if you mix it, GLA with the omega-3, you get a very good anti-inflammatory effect. And that's what's used in the body. DHA component of omega-3 makes up most of the cell membrane. So it's a very important component of cell membrane, particularly the brain. The brain has very high levels of DHA normally.
Okay, well, of course, our guest is Dr. Russell Blaylock, and we've only got a few moments more. But this is vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to begin thinking along these lines. And, of course, so much of this has to do with a proper diet as well, although some of these supplements you really need to have.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927, and I suggest you call today. From the mountain, from the prairie.
this is Dr. Stan, and of course Russell was just saying off air that so you have to understand we're dealing with a profits of hundreds of billions of dollars a year for the pharmaceutical industry. And basically the last thing they want is for you to really understand the proper diet and nutrition would actually do away with most of the diseases. If you were taking proper supplements and eating properly, we would not see the diseases that we have. I mean, 100 years ago, cancer was rare. Today, suddenly one in every three women get cancer, and one in every two men will get cancer. These things aren't happening by accident. Let me suggest we have an excellent 4-CD set of my previous interviews with Dr. Blaylock. We carry a DVD when Dr. Blaylock came to visit us, Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development. We carry Dr. Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. My wife uses it sort of like a Bible, keeps it on hand there, and certainly whenever there's a question, she goes to it. We have his other book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, and his book, Excitotoxins. He's written three books, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, and Excitotoxins That Taste It Kills, goes into the background of the MSG and the aspartame that they're on the market. Aspartame's in 14,000 products. It breaks down into formaldehyde and certainly methyl alcohol. There's no safe dose. They know that. But of course, the people work for the government, and you want to keep your job, you keep your mouth shut. And if you try to come forward and tell the truth, you'll be called a whistleblower, and you will be discredited and destroyed, and you'll be blacklisted and never get another job again. So do you really want to tell the truth? Or do you want to have to go off and live in hiding in some other country because you had the courage to tell the truth? Ladies and gentlemen, in a free country, well, unfortunately, when you've got billions of dollars at stake, you're going to do everything you can to suppress the truth. You need to get the material that we have from Dr. Blaylock, his DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development, his 4-CD set. In fact, if you'd like to get a copy of tonight's talk, well worthwhile listening to a number of times. And then his three books, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, a great big book, but very important. It must be 500 pages. And then Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, and then Excitotoxins, The Taste It Kills. We do have a 4-CD set on excitotoxins. We have a 4-CD set on magnesium. Now, most people are deficient in magnesium, and because these are all things I personally take, supplementary vitamin D3, and incidentally, we carry a line of health products just because we think they're important. Many of the things we take ourselves, they're put out by a fine and reputable Christian drug manufacturer that we have total confidence in. They come out under our name over our product line, but they're basically put out by a very reliable Christian company, and you can get the information by calling 1-800-544-8927. Any of the books, tape sets, DVDs, videos. In fact, we have a DVD. Betty Martini came and talked to our group on aspartame. And suddenly you just call us at 1-800-544-8927. You need to get this information. You need to understand that they're poisoning the American people. For instance, Lipitor, that's the name. Here's a multi-billion dollar product to lower your cholesterol. And basically, cholesterol does not produce heart disease. It's the calcification of the arteries that does. If you go up on the internet, you can find this. Of course, if you read the things that are put out by the producers of Lipitor, they'll tell you how vitally important. To get the cholesterol level down, when I went to medical school, 280 was the correct figure. Now it's down less than 100, down to 150, and doing far more harm than good. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. A multi-billion dollar scam, but then nobody's going to tell you. Suddenly the media's not going to tell you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Let us all be grateful.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the interviews of certainly of Brad Dacus with the Pacific Justice Foundation, and we're going to be talking about the problems that face Christians here in California. I've known Brad, I guess 17 years. He's had this organization of his about that length of time, and I knew him before he created the organization. Brad's been to our meetings and given talks. But Brad certainly is a lawyer, and what they do is they offer legal advice and support to Christians who are coming under pressure because of their Christian beliefs or because of moral issues. Brad Dacus, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be on the program. Thank you.
Why don't you pick up the story and just tell our listeners about the things that are going on today and suddenly what, of course, the issues are. And we'll just go through them because I know you have all sorts of problems, but you pick up the story. What's going on here in California? And, of course, many of these same problems are throughout the country. And you offer help not only to people in California, but across America. They have certainly a number of lawyers who work with Brad Dacus, Christian lawyers who are willing to donate their time to help Christians who are under pressure because of their religious faiths and beliefs. Brad, pick up the story.
Oh, you bet. I think one of the greatest challenges we're facing right now is dealing with the transgender movement and the new boy and the girl's bathroom, locker room, showers bill. It's a very serious threat. It allows boys who say that they feel like they're a girl inside, even though they're 100% biological boy, to go into the girls' bathrooms at any grade level in school, and then also in junior high school, they can go in the girls' locker rooms and showers along with the girls' change, dress, and be naked with the girls. It's really hideous. So really hideous. But this was signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown, but it was halted after we at Pacific Justice Institute were a draft, got a referendum to get the signatures to try to put on the ballot. And now we're in a battle as to whether or not we gathered enough signatures. In the meantime, even though this is supposed to be stayed, it's not supposed to be going into effect because of the pending referendum, a number of school districts like Los Angeles Unified School District, San Francisco School District, Dr. Stanley, they're already implementing this. And we've already heard stories, terrible stories of boys have been going into girls' locker rooms and showers with the girls, and the girls are just told, to live with it and be taller, quote unquote tolerant, and that and don't object to being visually, seen by a boy who's changing right at the same time you are.
Brad, are you on a regular telephone or cell phone? Because it sounds like a cell phone.
Oh, I'm really sorry. I'm on a cell phone.
You don't have access to a hard line.
It would be, it's sort of tough. I just left a fundraising event for a pro-life center.
Okay.
And, I could actually maybe talk to them to see if they'd let me, but they probably wouldn't. So,
you don't think they'd let you use the hard line there?
Yeah.
If not, why we'll put up with the cell phone, because I think your information is so important.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, fine. Well, of course, Brad's on the front line, and they're actually implementing this all across the state, in Los Angeles and several of the large counties. You're not hearing about this. I mean, wouldn't you be incensed if your daughter was in showering and some fellow comes in and he says, well, I feel like a girl, so I'm going to shower right along with you? What impact do you think that's having on girls? And we're not talking about something theoretical. We're talking about these things are going on today. And do you think God is going to look kindly upon this sort of thing? We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
While the storm clouds gather all across Let us all be grateful for a life so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Brad Dacus. And Brad, everybody says, my producer, my wife say you're coming in okay. So you go right ahead and tell us where we stand on this transgender situation that is being implemented today, where boys are going into girls' shower rooms and showering with a girl. Let's go right ahead.
Yeah, it's really disturbing because we actually have examples. You know, I was speaking at one church recently in the city of Los Angeles, and afterwards, a 17-year-old boy came up to me, and he attends a public school there, public high school, and he says that the other Christians on campus, they don't know what to do, how to respond. When they see, like, there's three guys, that claim to be feeling like they're girls, but all the other guys know that they're doing it for a thrill sake.
It's sociable garlic.
And they're going into the locker room
and shipping is
and the
free.
Showers.
Call 866-743-9555
to order garlazyme now. With it, that means they're intolerant.
It's the goodness of Mother Nature.
Yeah, something similar
that
happens like this in Florence, Colorado.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LURPs. Soldiers love LURP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LURPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned freeze-dried dock is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Not on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There really is a conspiracy against God and morality. We'll be back in a moment. And this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Brad is saying that this is taking place in Colorado. This is certainly taking place elsewhere, where girls are actually forced to, and if the girls complain, because, of course, there's a boy in the shower with them when they're suddenly showering, and they're told that they're intolerant and they've got to learn to be tolerant. And if they complain, it's called hate speech. What madness is this? What vengeance do you think God is going to bring on this country? Why aren't we here? Hearing about this on television every night? Why are we hearing about this on radio every evening? Why are we reading this about this in the newspaper every day? And it's because these are all controlled by part of this group that hates God, hates morality, and is intent upon destroying the religious and moral foundation of our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, certainly what they could do if these people say, well, they don't feel comfortable as boys, fine, find another place for them. But they don't have to be with the girls. They don't want to be with the boys. Let them have their own place. But of course, Sydney, how do we know what is motivating these boys? How many of them just want to see the girls naked? But what about the rights of the girls? Oh, well, they have no rights. And basically, Brad is on the front lines trying to get this information taken care of. And basically, can the parents just take their children out of school and say, we're not going to put up with it?
Well, you know, we at Pacific Justice Institute defend the rights of parents to do just that, to pull their kids not only, you know, out of the public school and put their children in, say, in a private school, but also to homeschool their kids and or to put their children into charter schools and charter school kind of programs that don't have this kind of an agenda that, you know, or independent study programs. The hardcore reality, Dr. Stanley, as you well know, is that the public schools today are not what they used to be, and they are actually, it can be a very, very dangerous place, in so many different aspects, in so many different ways. I just heard a lecture this evening from a woman named Dr. Grossman, talking all about, the very dangerous things that children are learning in health science that is false and very mentally, emotionally, and physically catastrophic to their life.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, basically, the moral foundation of America is under attack today, and you're not hearing about it. And what about the churches speaking out against this, Brad? Are you getting support from the churches for your efforts or to collect signatures and to try to get this issue on the ballot so it can be done away with in California?
Well, actually, yeah, I would say churches really participated big time on this. Two-thirds of the signatures that were obtained were from volunteers working predominantly through their churches and organizations. So we're still hoping, right now, the Secretary of State's office declared that 131,000 of the 620,000 signatures were invalid, leaving us just 17,000 short of what we need to get on the ballot. Well, we at Pacific Justice at no time had a chance to look at what they were validating until now. Now we, as members of our coalition, are all working together. The Protect Privacy Students Organization Coalition, and we're preparing to go into court if necessary. It looks like we may have to do that because of the fact that some of these counties are preventing us from even looking at the signatures that were invalidated, examining the reasons why they were invalidated, really trying to stonewall the whole process. You just wouldn't think this was the United States of America to see such an overt attempt to try to.
Well, how can they keep you from seeing the ballots or seeing how they decided that the ballots were invalid?
Well, there's a number of ways. One, that's a very good question. One is, for example, they only allow, most counties only allow two people at a time to go in and look at the invalid signatures. Well, we've got, in L.A. County alone, over 30,000 invalidated signatures. So it's really a huge task. And, of course, they had many more people than just two people per county, counting than when they did. So that's part of it. And then also some counties will let our people look at a computer screen to look at the name on the signature and the reason it was invalidated. But they won't allow us to actually look at the signature and look to see if the reason given was actually a valid reason, And that's really disturbing. And then we have another example where one of our own attorneys, in-house attorneys, Matt McReynolds, he had a serious problem with his vision. He's become legally blind. We have special equipment that allows him to do all the practice of law and legal research. But nonetheless, he was a part of the process of getting this on the ballot, trying to get this on the ballot. Well, his signature was thrown out and declared invalid, and the reason they gave was because they said his signature 10 years ago for his driver's license, it looks different than his signature now that he's legally blind. Well, that happens to elderly people all the time. Their signature changes as their sight changes potentially. So, he didn't even know about it. He would not even know that his signature was invalidated had we not stumbled across it and knew that Matt McReynolds was. But he's a very educated, gifted attorney, and they declared that his signature was invalidated because it looked different.
Well, do you think that some of this is actual personal prejudice rather than legitimate? Do you think that some of these people really do not want you to be able to get this on the initiative on the ballot? And basically, isn't it true that some of the counties even refuse to count the ballots?
Yeah, there were two counties, get this, Tulare County and Mono Lake County specifically, where the Secretary of State came right out and said, I'm not going to count any signatures in these two counties, even though the signatures were turned in on time. And she tried a technical maneuver to try to prevent that. We had to, Dr. Scott, we had to go into court, in the Superior Court in California, to get a judge to order the Secretary of State to count those signatures and not to just throw them all out. But that's the kind of unethical, I hate to use the word corruption, but just unethical tactics that are really trying to demean the final ability of the people to hold their government accountable. In California, we have a legislature and government is totally far to the left. We have courts and judges that are very far to the left and have breached our trust. We've seen with Prop 8 and other things. Well, now the last opportunity we have as we the people to get two signatures, to get things on the ballot, but we the people can vote on it. Now they're trying to thwart that through this process, and that's why, like I said, we at Pacific Justice are working so hard with the other people in the coalition and our attorneys to painstakingly do everything we can to show that at least 17,000 of the 131,000 that were thrown out incorrectly and should not have been thrown out.
Well, now, basically, have you been able to count the ballots in Monterey? Because Monterey is just across the bay from where we are, and this program is being heard over there. But did Monterey eventually have to count the ballots?
Yes. Monterey did have to count the ballots. Tulare, yes, all of them had to, which was a wonderful victory against the Secretary of State's office. But make no mistake, we are convinced that those in most of these counties, the Register's office, their politics and philosophy is oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes aligned with this movement, and it makes it very problematic when we're trying to maintain the integrity and respectability of California signatories.
Well, I think that the whole thing is that there's a serious question about the legitimacy of any election when you have this sort of corruption. And basically,
right.
Basically we talk about democracy. The problem is, certainly, if you have corruption in the certainly counting the votes, why you'd have no representative government. You live in it, for all intents and purposes, a dictatorship. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I would think that would be reason to impeach the Secretary of State for something this. Now, basically, you've got to get 17,000 more signatures of the over 650,000 or something like that, 630,000 you collected. So basically, what is the next step? What is going to be happening next?
Well, we are in the process of going into all the counties, checking all the signatures that were invalidated, assessing whether or not they were done correctly or incorrectly. We've already seen a large number that were incorrectly invalidated for a number of reasons. I mentioned a few. And so what we're doing now is we're assessing those, tabulating those, and trying to do so in time to still be able to have it up here on the ballot this November.
Well, now, basically, Sidney, isn't it that the Supreme Court has held that this cannot be certainly introduced, the program cannot be implemented until certainly the controversy is over? If that is the case, then how is it that the program is being implemented in a couple of the major counties here?
Yeah, that's a good point, and you're absolutely right. The state Supreme Court is very clear on this, that when you have a pending referendum, the bill at issue or pending law at issue remains stayed. It does not go into effect until there's a final resolution with regard to the referendum or the status of the referendum with regard to the signatures. Very clear. Well, nonetheless, we have two problems. One, we have a Secretary of State who has pronounced that, yes, this is in effect. I mean,
Well, now, can't you bring a criminal lawsuit against her, or sue her for a large sum of money for that?
Well, it's not because she's acting in a legal authority. It's just simply her opinion that people hear from the Secretary of State, so they think it's somehow legally binding, and that, of course, is not the case. In fact, the law firm that represents about a third of all the public school districts in California has come out and said that they agree with us and that this should not go into effect at all at this time.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, basically, I think you have to understand that there is a conspiracy against morality. This is my opinion. I'm not attributing this to Brad. But, I mean, listen to what Brad is saying. Understand what they're doing. How would you like if this was your daughter? What psychological impact would that have on her? And basically, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that there are wicked and evil forces at work in our society. And yet, of course, I'm not hearing a lot of our ministers speaking out for somebody who are helping. I'm so pleased to know that they are helping. But every minister, every Christian in California should be involved in this. And you're not hearing about it, certainly through regular channels. I wonder why. We'll be back in a moment. Give us.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought.
We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad was simply saying that if you know of anybody, a boy or a girl, but in all probability a girl, who's been violated, so they have been in, had boys coming into the locker room or into the shower room, or sitting into the bathroom with them, and they feel the girl feels she's been violated by this or hurt psychologically, if you contact the Pacific Justice Institute. The Pacific Justice Institute, they'll represent her without charge, and they can, of course, bring a lawsuit against the school district, which is liable, and the people in that district that have made these decisions are liable for criminal damages to that child and their psyche. So if you know anybody, if they have someone, they can bring a suit. They can't bring a lawsuit until somebody is willing to come forward. But if you know somebody in that situation, be sure to go ahead and contact the Pacific Justice Institute. Now, what was the next problem you were bringing up there, Brad?
Oh, sure. Yeah. because it's a law that was passed that prohibited anyone from under the age of 18 from getting any kind of counseling when they're struggling with same-sex attraction or activities, sexual activities, that in any way leads them or away from those same-sex attraction or same-sex sexual activities. So it's very extreme. So you have young people, they have a Christian, Judeo background. They want counseling that's in accordance to their beliefs and their convictions. And they can't get that anymore in California based on this law. We went into federal court. We got a federal judge to grant an injunction against it, declare it was unconstitutional, violates the First Amendment. And then state of California Attorney General appealed it to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And the Ninth Circuit ruled, they reversed the lower court decision and said that this is totally fine. This kind of prohibition on counseling is fine and is legal. And so then we filed en banc with the broader Ninth Circuit. So when you first bring something forward to the Ninth Circuit, you have just a three-judge panel, right? Well, en banc means you have like a 10-judge panel, and that's what we had. They looked at it. We had seven said, no, seven said we think this is a fine law. Three of them had a very strong dissenting opinion, and so now we're filing an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court called Petition for Certiorari, before the U.S. Supreme Court, and we've got about 60 days left to do that, and we're working hard on that to protect young boys and girls. And by the way,
and for our listeners out there, basically, there was a law passed in California that if you are a boy or a girl, and you have first you're a boy and you feel like you should be a girl, and you know it's wrong and you want to get counseling, why, the law in California is, you can't get counseling, certainly if you're less than 18 years of age.
Yeah, if you're less than 18 years of age,
you can't get counseling. You can't get counseling to help you, address this, whatever these feelings are. And basically, there's a lot of things that are being done chemically to people and to children and to even pregnant women that is going to create some sexual aberrations in their children. And basically, if the child or the parents want to get treatment or want to get counseling for that child, they cannot get it because it's said, well, if the child feels that way, they are not entitled, they will not be allowed to have counseling until after they're 18 years of age, and by then they're going to be really messed up. And suddenly one judge said that this was illegal. The Ninth Circuit Court said that it was perfectly legal, the law was legal, and so basically, they're trying to get this before the United States Supreme Court. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is organized madness. Why can't you get counseling for a boy who thinks he's a girl, but he doesn't want to think he's a girl? He wants to at least talk to a counselor. Well, the law says you can't do it. We live in a world gone mad. These are real issues, and that's what Brad is dealing with. Go right ahead, Brad.
Yeah, so this is real important. We appreciate people's prayers for us on this because we found, as it turns out, Maryland, New Jersey has passed a similar law just recently, signed a law by Governor Chris Christie, which I was a little surprised, but I guess he didn't have
to. I would not be at all surprised about by anything that Christie does. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you're less gracious than me on that end, but you're right, though. It didn't surprise many people, I'm sure, but. But anyway, so that's there. And then Maryland is thinking about, adopting the law that lets boys go into girls' bathrooms. They're actually seriously considering it, their legislature. So people need to be aware of it. It's not just in California. It's already starting to spread to other states. That's why we have to stop it here.
And ladies and gentlemen, God, God who gave us life gave us liberty. But can the liberties of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. Those words are chiseled into the white marble of the Jefferson Memorial. I wish they were quoted.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, it can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955. 674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. The city of Lake Elsinore is putting up a war memorial, a water too, and it's a big granite memorial to the people who fought and died in World War II. And sitting in the background, there is a simulated cemetery, and you'll see the little crosses and little stars of David, and then an eagle and a few other things on the war memorial. But, of course, they brought a lawsuit against this, saying, well, of course, because it has a cross on there, it's religious, and certainly forget about the boys who fought and bled and suffered and died, that this is to memorialize. You can't have it because this is a Christian message. And a liberal judge has actually agreed that this war memorial is unconstitutional. Well, basically, of course, if the city of Elsinore wants to follow this along, why, Brad Dacus and his organization are going to represent them for $1. That's all they're charging. And the city of Elsinore wants to follow this through. Brad and his group will do it. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, Christianity, Judaism, anything having to do with God is under attack today. When you understand that this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political battlefield, and these people have an intense hatred of God, and they're going to bring God's judgment down on this country, and our churches are not speaking out effectively, why, you must understand that we must get in and help Brad. Now, Brad, would you like to tell people how they get in touch with you and Sydney, join your organization and help you? I want our listeners to know that Barbara and I have supported Brad regularly for the last 17 years. We believe he's doing a great job. We do have a DVD of a talk he gave when he came to spoke to our group. But Sydney, they need help financially for what they're doing. Brad, how can people get in touch with you?
And so pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. And there they can sign up to get our case updates, the email, or also hard mail. They're really interesting. They're not, you know, it's not real long, and we try to make it short and to the point. And, you know, because I don't like, you know, lots of long stuff sent to me. I just don't have time to read it. So we really keep it short and respectable. It's called a legal insider update once a week. They can sign up to get that. They can also request assistance, and that's even more important. If they need help, they can go to that website and spell it out real clear, the kind of assistance they need. And we really try to have a quick turnaround with our attorneys to get back with people. And if it's outside our area of expertise, you know, we make that really clear, and then we sometimes can provide some recommendations of some other attorneys that are in those private sectors that will handle on a private basis, and not specific justice. And then, of course, the people who want to support our work, and we really appreciate them, particularly those who become monthly supporters, automatic monthly supporters for any amount. And in fact, anyone who does decide to support our work, particularly on a monthly basis, for even a dollar a month, we'll send them a copy of our different DVD that has five separate video stories on it of real people, real cases, really eye-opening cases. And I think it'll be really inspirational. People can use those for their group, their community group, or Bible study or whatever, to really, I think, encourage and inspire people to take their religious freedom and their parental rights very seriously.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY here in the studio or in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. If you have a question for Brad right now, of course, we have Bruce from Durant, Michigan, calling. Bruce, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah. When you were petitioning to overrule this law of having same-sex or cross-sex showering or whatever the actual law says. And who thought up that law, by the way? But anyway, when you were petitioning, did you have much success with teachers and people in the teachers' union? Were they hostile to you? Did you get any signatures from teachers?
Yeah, the teachers' union was very hostile, very, very hostile towards us. Overall, they're very supportive of this law that lets boys go into girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and shower with them.
But what about the teachers? I mean, aren't a lot of the teachers realize how ridiculous it is?
Yeah, I think the actual teachers themselves, many teachers themselves do see this as very ridiculous and crazy. That's sort of separate from the actual California Teachers Association, which is very liberal and eccentric. But, you know, teachers are finding it very problematic. Superintendents find this very problematic, and as do many school counselors. So they see this as going to be a real serious problem, and they're perplexed because, you know, they know, you know, point blank that if they allow this to happen, it's going to be very traumatic for a lot of girls and boys, for that matter. Especially girls who are, you know, even more modest than boys oftentimes, and then suddenly a 16-year-old prances in while a girl is just taking off her clothes, ready to get in the shower, and he takes off his clothes. It's going to be very traumatic, and many in public schools, I'm sure, I know that for a fact, are very concerned about it.
Okay, anything else, Bruce?
Yeah, he mentioned that it was declared illegal to try to counsel children until they were 18.
That's right.
Is that right?
Right. That's a good law here in California, and it's passed.
As I was walking by the radio, I thought I heard you say something about it being illegal to have individuals counsel them. I mean,
that's right. That's right.
Is that right? One student can't say to another?
No. It would be going to a counselor.
A licensed counselor. Now, if you have someone who's in ministry who's not a licensed counselor and not trained in this area, then they can still get a limited amount of counseling. But if anyone's a licensed counselor, including, say, a pastor, if a pastor is a licensed counselor, anyone is a licensed counselor, then they are bound by this law and cannot give any kind of counseling to steer people away from same-sex attraction or same sexuality or transsexuality.
Okay. It immediately came to my mind. I read the book of Jasher, you know, probably two or three times a year just to refresh the things that are written in the book of Jasher. I don't know if you've ever heard of that book, but it really fleshes out the entire book of Genesis, like if Genesis has the one chapter on the flood, the book of Jasher will have three or four. And when it comes to Sodom and Gomorrah, one of the main reasons God stepped in was that they upended and perverted the laws, and you couldn't talk to another, you couldn't talk to a homosexual and tell them you can't do that. That's in the book of Jasher. It actually says that they killed Lot's youngest daughter for doing that. The judges ruled against her and they burned her to death. And that was like one of the last straws that broke the camel's back, and God had to step in and said, all right, you've gone too far. So if that happens in this country where they make it illegal to speak against homosexuality or try to tell people they shouldn't do that, things like that, perversion, then we are real close, you know, we're real close to something.
I think you're absolutely right, Bruce. I share your concern. Anything
all
else?
Right, well, thanks.
God bless. Okay.
You were talking about the Roman Empire in the last guest that was on
right,
there.
Right.
There was, I think it's Suetonius or Seneca wrote about the days of Caligula, and Caligula would compel people to participate in orgies and same-sex kind of orgies, and it, whether they wanted to or not, older people, you know, like elderly people even, some real perversions can happen when people forget God, and we're really forgetting God in this country. We need a revival big time.
You're absolutely right. God bless you, Bruce. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You have a question or comment. Our guest is Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute. Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, you go right ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, we're seeing a lot of challenges to both faith and family in this country. And we also see it, by the way, in more and more in the military. We're noticing more and more reports in the different branches from very high levels where there's open hostility to people of faith, to the Christians of faith. You know, we heard reports, I think it was the Air Force, I think, had listed a family research council as a potential terrorist kind of an organization, because of their position on homosexuality. Somehow they're a dangerous organization. This is an organization. It's a coalition of pastors around the country that preach from the Bible, that live their faith. Since when are they a danger to this country? And yet that's the kind of twisted thinking that we're seeing permeating from the high up part of the executive branch, from the commander in chief, we believe from the commander in chief all the way on down, because we know it's high up because it deals with all four branches of government are making these changes. And if that's the case, you only have two or three slots that to be responsible for this kind of dramatic anti-Christian policy making that we see being employed.
I share your concern, Brad. I really do. In fact, apparently there are a lot of people in the cadets there at the Air Force Academy who are very upset by the policies being taken by their teachers. Oh, the anti-Christian policies. I don't know if you've heard anything about that, but I mean, they're circulating petitions. Basically, these are Christians who are going into the Air Force cadets, who are understand the hypocrisy of what's going on. What people don't understand is that when our men go into battle, if they don't have God on their side, a lot of them aren't going to survive. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you read the history of civilization, you find that when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. And America today is turned against God. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and that's a real serious problem that we're seeing employed in our military. And we also, of course, see it, taking place in our universities as well. A classic example of that is a professor who is teaching health science. In fact, he was in charge over the health science department of the Fresno City College, City Community College there in the city of Fresno. He was teaching about the harmful effects of different kinds of intimacy behavior, sexual behaviors, and activities. And he talks about the raw fact of the unhealthiness and the danger of different activities and that people are doing. And just very straightforward about it. Well, it got out that he said these things about these sexual activities that specifically don't favor same-sex sexual relationships. And because of that, the fact that those facts, health statistics, didn't bode well in that for those kind of relationships, the head of the college had him demoted. This is the man who was won the Pulitzer or Nobel Prize. I forget which one it was, but a very famous kind of an award. And he was demoted because what he said was not politically correct, even though it was, as far as health science is concerned, very important, and very important in particular for youth to be aware of when it comes to very risky behavior, whether it's politically correct or not.
Well, I think we're in real problems, and certainly what is this, a sort of retaliatory reaction is going to silence a lot of people, but we've got to back them, and basically, I would think that they would have basis for a lawsuit against the administrators of the hospital. Is there any way that that this man would use your services to bring a lawsuit against the university?
Well, thank you for asking that, because that's exactly what we did. We have filed. We have a wonderful affiliate attorney in the area. He's just a great job, doing a great job. We have filed a lawsuit against the college on behalf of this professor. And it's so important that professors not be so punished for simply objectively talking about the scientific, statistical risk of different kinds of behaviors or sexual behaviors. That's a real disservice to so many young people in our colleges today. You know, we have so much in the way of bias and hostility in our colleges. You know, public, especially public universities, many private universities, and so people need to hold them accountable. We're doing it through our court system this time.
Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, our guest is Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute. Their website, www.pacificjustice.org. www.pacificjustice.org. Okay, well, do you have any other interesting cases, Brad?
Yeah, we do. And this is take a different turn here. It deals with child protective services. We're just having an increase in calls from parents having outrageous assaults on them and their family by child protective services social workers. You know, different states they vary on this. You know, the states like Oklahoma, Wisconsin, I believe North Carolina, Texas. They've reformed to a great degree their child protective service system to give much more due process protection to parents and families, to let them have a jury of their peers before their children are permanently taken from them forever. You know, but other states like, you know, California, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts, they have a long way to go in that they allow social workers to just a mere reasonable suspicion of abuse or neglect, which can be an anonymous phone call, to take children forcefully for the homes of moms and dads, emotionally and traumatically, and then have them examined by a stranger, physically examined by a strange, you know, which is a doctor, but in the eyes of a young child, it's a stranger. And it can be very traumatic. And a lot of these kids are never given back to the parents. Well, that's what we're facing. I just had a call recently of a mother who, she homeschools, her children. And she's doing a great job, very healthy, you know, good education. And yet there was an anonymous phone call from one of the neighbors, and they have evidence to support that. The neighbors, you know, made up some accusations, and we had to find out, you know, how that was. We disproved those accusations. And yet the social workers were threatening to come in and come into the house, the parents and the family, and to potentially take the children. And this is just one classic example of what my office deals with at the Pacific Justice Institute. Before children are taken, after they're taken, it's up to a public defender, but we try to keep the kids from being taken in the first place.
Well, basically, do you have fairly good results if you can get it before they actually are taken away?
Yes, very, very high positive results, keeping children from being taken. If we're called beforehand, we usually are able to keep kids from being wrongfully taken.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Brad is doing a tremendous job, and this is why Barbara and I support him. We hope that you will as well. Our guest is Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute. Their website, www.pacificjustice.org. We're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoy our periodic conversation with Brad Dacus. Well, we've known Brad, as I mentioned earlier, for over 17 years. We think he does a good job, and we certainly support his efforts, and we hope that you will as well, because this is the time when I have to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported as well, and we depend upon you to help us maintain our network of stations out across America, where certainly patient, both 5 hours a day are hearing our programs by shortwave radio, by AM radio, by FM radio, by internet, certainly by by satellite, by telephone. What a wonderful opportunity it is to reach people. And then, of course, we hope that if you are out there in the listening audience, well, you'll tell your friends and encourage your friends to listen. Try to get them started, and when they start listening, they'll get their friends, and that's how we build up a massive audience all across America. And we're privileged to have the opportunity to do what we do. And we do hope that many of you give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain the network that we have. Now, you can certainly help us not only by joining the Radio Liberty family and taking our four best tapes or CDs of the month and our newsletter, but of course you can help us by just simply getting the four CD sets we have. And we mentioned several times the new great four CD set, Did Hitler Escape? Did Hitler escape? And yes, Hitler did escape. Hitler and 10 to 30,000 Nazis, probably closer to 30,000 Nazis, escaped and lived out their lives in South America. And the reason you never heard that is because the media in America is rigidly controlled by five or six major corporations. And we have a book on that. It's called The New Media Monopoly, written back in 2004 by Professor Ben Bagdikian, who's a liberal professor of journalism at the University of California in Berkeley, who spent 30 years researching the media and came to the conclusion the media is rigidly controlled. The media is rigidly controlled. And I've talked to a Professor Bagdikian, and certainly he is a very rational individual. He doesn't understand what I call the brotherhood of darkness. He doesn't understand that he thinks that the right wing that controls the media, the people on the right think the left wing controls the media. And they're all wrong. It is part of this satanic movement. And it is a satanic movement. And if you doubt that, simply go to their website, trilateral.org, and look at their logo. Three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside down broken cross. They understand what this is about, and you need to as well, and you need to help us get the information out. We are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing that battle because we're not reaching enough people, and what we need is your help to reach more, and that's why we encourage you to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us. To join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that you go to our website. While you can watch certainly our DVDs there, you can certainly read our newsletters, or you can actually listen to our radio programs there 4 hours a day live and archived 24 hours a day. But then, of course, we do certainly have other things that you need to read on our website. We have a news site. It's right up at the top. It's items around the internet. And basically, it's simply all you have to do is just click on that, and it'll give you all the latest articles. Every day, I think we posted about 6 or 8 articles there today to help you understand what's going on over in the Middle East. And basically, these are the outstanding articles, so you don't have to spend a lot of time on the web. I do. I spend hours every day. Well, you certainly have the benefit of that, and we post the best articles right there on that site, and you get the latest ones that'll bring you up to date on what is really happening. So it's at RadioLiberty.com, just below the big blue banner at the top. Again, Sydney, this is Dr. Stan asking you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you. Let us swear allegiance.